You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's campaign has come to a halt after members of his security detail were involved in a two-vehicle crash while travelling in northern Tasmania. Two Australian Federal Police officers and two Tasmanian police officers involved in the incident. The Prime Minister was in northern Tasmania, visiting key seats the Coalition must hold if it's to retain government. But Mr Morrison was challenged early, questioned by journalists over failing to keep his promise to deliver a Federal Anti-Corruption Commission.
You're talking about a National Integrity Commission. You are asking Australians to trust you, and you haven't delivered on a promise about trust, about integrity. So how can Australians trust you when it's a broken promise, isn't it?
No, it's not.
You promised you would establish one in the last term. You have not. That's a broken promise.
We put forward our proposal in detailed legislation, and it has not been supported by the Labor Party. I need bipartisan support to put that in place. I'm not going to introduce a kangaroo court.
Legal experts, including AJ Brown from Transparency International, have widely criticised the Coalition's proposed model, saying it wouldn't have enough power to expose corruption.
There would be no capacity for public hearings, even when required in the public interest to complete an investigation for federal politicians or for that 80% of the public service.
Anthony Albanese says Scott Morrison has used Labor as an excuse not to bring the legislation to Parliament.
Before the last election, indeed in 2018, he said very clearly when he became Prime Minister, there would be a National Integrity Commission. And yet what he's done is not even introduced the legislation to the Parliament with this rather bizarre statement that the reason was because Labor didn't support his model.
Standing with the Prime Minister in the marginal seat of Bass was backbencher Bridget Archer, who crossed the floor last year to bring on debate for an integrity commission. When pressed as to whether the government has done enough to bring the legislation to Parliament, Bridget Archer replied,
I think that all sides of politics think that we should have a National Integrity Commission, and my view has always been, no, I certainly do not want the Labor model. My view has always been, all the way through, on every occasion that I've spoken about it, that all sides of politics will need to come together to get this done in a bipartisan way.
Meanwhile, Labor leader Anthony Albanese has had to clarify whether Labor will keep offshore detention open after revealing his party will keep the current government's policy to turn back asylum seeker boats.
If people smugglers seek to take advantage of an incoming Labor government and do send more boats, will you be tough on boat turnbacks and will you consider an offshore resettlement deal?
We'll turn boats back. Turning boats back means that you don't need offshore detention.
Mr Albanese also says this won't mean the offshore facilities will be closed.
Could you just clarify whether or not you plan on ditching offshore processing?
Of course not. It was established in 2013 when I was the Deputy Prime Minister. I was asked today about boat turnbacks. Our position is clear. We'll continue to support them.
So what do you mean when you say turning back boats means you don't need offshore detention?
No, well, that's the preference at the moment. There aren't people who have gone into offshore detention in recent times because the boats have been turned back.
It's attracted criticism from Defence Minister Peter Dutton, who's told 2GB Radio turning back the boats is dangerous.
That would be a remarkable departure from the Labor Party policy. I mean, if that's what he has said, that would be a weakening of the policy that even Julia Gillard had.
The boat turnback policy has been strongly criticised by human rights and refugee groups as it risks people being sent back to countries where they face persecution. Just this month, the government implemented a deal with New Zealand, first negotiated by former Labor Prime Minister Julia Gillard in 2013. It will see 450 refugees over 3 years be sent to live across the Tasman, but it won't cover all asylum seekers and refugees left in immigration detention. Their future remains unclear. Krishani Danji, SBS News.